Sipping my tie, cold beer, watching that summer sun disappear. When the moon showed up every night to say hello. Beach bonfires and parasail rides, seaside supper by tiki torchlight, kicking back in our own little paradise. Baby, you and me, living the good life.
A very pleasant good morning to all up and down and across the network. Al Gottfried, AJ Gottfried, as we are back live in our State Farm Insurance studios in Los Angeles, as we have got a lot to talk about this morning, from golf to the Olympics to National Football League training camps opening. AJ's going down to the Rams camp this Tuesday to report for us. Major League Baseball, a very hectic week of last-minute deadline trades and acquisitions. We'll get into that, as well as talk more about the Olympics. United States has, almost usual, a great lead with total amount of medals. China, USA, Japan, great results, obviously, with Caleb Dressel of the United States swim team. 5 gold medals, great performance. I'm excited about the Olympics, watched a little bit of it. I haven't traveled to Tokyo, but certainly the ratings are down. Lots of other issues going on in this world, not just sports, but to each his own. What are you laughing about?
You called him Caleb. Is it a Caleb?
Caleb, Caleb, call it what you want. Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Caleb Dressel, Matt Biondi, all gold medal champions in that wonderful swimming category. Over the years, the United States have always shined.
Yeah, it's obviously lots of cool things taking place. If you're into the Olympics, certainly it's been interesting, to say the least. I've been at least watching the golf, and it was great to see Xander Schauffele take the gold. Had a really low round. I think a minus 6 or 7 round the other day. It was really awesome for him to come back and obviously take it. I think an 18 under par overall. So good for him, representing not only USA, but of course Southern California, right? Let's get into a little bit of baseball talk, because, you know, if you're a sports fan and you're watching baseball, I mean, July 30th, as usual, trade deadline. And, I mean, this thing went down to the wire, midnight style. And it was, I think, one of the most interesting and just entertaining trade deadlines ever. Just because of the superstar talent that moved all across the land. And starting with...
yours truly being a huge, many-year Dodger baseball fan... Mr. Scherzer coming over from D.C., is that going to be enough to hope and help the Dodgers retain?
Well, we got Scherzer and another superstar, Trey Turner, and I think it is. We got rid of, we traded away Josiah Gray and a couple other young talents out there, and I think it's well worth it. You know, I mean, Scherzer's got, another year on his $200-plus million contract. But I think it was a great move. I think now with the loss of Trevor Bauer, and I don't think he's coming back at all this season. Who knows what's going to happen with his future. But to have someone like Max Scherzer, who's a three-time Cy Young winner, I think it's great for the rotation, especially since Kershaw's still kind of out there I don't even know when he's going to come back.
La La Land?
Yeah, I mean, he's just kind of like, got issues, you know, and we've lost, you know, look at the Dodgers have lost pitching. I mean, they didn't have Dustin May this year due to surgery, and it's just, it's hard, obviously, to win. You could see the issues that they have had, and the fact that they're still in the hunt is pretty impressive. You know, so we'll see. Let's go down the wire a little bit here. On July 30th, actual deadline day, one of the biggest names in baseball, Chris Bryant of the Cubs, formerly of the Cubs, got word that he was moving to San Francisco to the number one Giants.
Man, who are those guys?
He was very emotional about it. You could see his reaction when he found out in the dugout. And this is a guy who's been a long time Cubs, you know, player. So this is huge for him, and it was probably very emotional and stressful. But I think he sees the positive outcome of this, and I think it'll be great for both teams.
Cubbies have really been unloading this year.
Yeah, their team looks completely just totally different. Let's move right along here. This is another one where the Cubs got rid of one of the biggest names in the game, Javier Baez, going to the Mets, along with Trevor Williams and some cash from the Cubs. Crazy. He can play second. He can play shortstop. He's an all-around shortstop. We know this, but you know, they already have Francisco Lindor. Now, I know with injuries and so forth, I mean, it's great to have both of these superstars, but I just don't get it. And I see this happening with other trades and other teams, too. I'm going to run down just some of the bigger names and bigger trades, if you will, that really, ring the bell here. White Sox getting Craig Kimbrel. Hello. One of the best relief pitchers, closers, whatever you want to call him, in the game. Now, this may not be a done deal, though. There's still word that he could still be traded now to someone else, including the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll see if that happens. I know the trade deadline occurred, but that doesn't mean that he can't go somewhere else now. Let's keep it moving here, though. Besides, obviously, the Dodgers deal that we talked about, some other ones that kind of stand to be an attention getter, if you will. The A's got Yan Gomez and Josh Harrison from the Nationals, which was a big, big deal. The Nationals kind of unloading a lot of talent as well, which was crazy to see. One of the biggest moves was the Yankees. I mean, this is crazy, too. I mean, I don't know what's your take on this, but, you know, the Yankees getting a bunch of different guys. I mean, they acquired Andrew Heaney from the Angels, but they also got Anthony Rizzo for first base. And, you know, look at his first game as a Yankee, he went deep. It was really cool to see. But, you know, they've got, you know, Luke Voit. I don't understand some of these teams who are just getting multiple players for one position. Now, some of these players are, you know, they can play, you know, various positions. But like Trey Turner of the Dodgers now, he can play second. He can play short. I get that he can even possibly sometimes play third, but interesting what's happening right now. But everyone's trying to go for that big win, so I get it. Anything for you that's really stood out? I mean, obviously the Dodgers probably one of the biggest deals since they got probably one of the biggest and biggest names in the game with Max Scherzer. But that, I mean, yeah, it was crazy all week.
Dodgers three games behind those who are the Giants.
Yep.
As well as. It's good to see that the New York Mets are really playing good baseball, and surprisingly to many, they have a four-game lead over the Atlanta Braves. Have you been to the dentist lately?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Shout out to Dr. Les Latner listening down in West L.A. this morning.
Joey Gallo also went to the Yankees, which was a big move. You know, all-star, phenomenal player, probably the best player on the Rangers, and now he's a Yankee. Yankees went off. I mean, they went and got a lot of talent. And they have a big hole to dig out of. I mean, it's not like they're anywhere near first place.
Tampa Bay, a seven-game lead over the Bronx Bombers. White Sox, eight-game lead over the New Cleveland. It's not the Indians. What do you think about that situation?
What are they the guardians of? I'm just curious. I don't get it.
They're the guardians of the vaccines in the
state. Oh, yeah? Is that what they are? I don't know. I mean, look, some people like it. Some people, I mean, I don't get it. I'm an old school guy. I still have problems calling the Washington football team the Washington football team. It's, you know, it is what it is.
We re-welcome all of our Southern California listeners, AM 830 down in Orange County, KVTA, AM 1590 in Ventura County. Shout out to Chris Botcher out at Westlake Golf Club. Great round of golf yesterday morning. A lot of us guys here on the team. Weather out in Los Angeles today going to be about 90 degrees in the San Fernando Valley. Heat wave throughout the south and southeast. Dallas is about 100 degrees. We'll get a report from our expert real estate agent for the Dallas, Texas Metroplex area, Jason Danford, checking in with us this morning. We've got a report from Naples, Florida. We'll go out there to our friend Gary Guerrero, the producer of the Lag Shot Golf Club. Going to do a report possibly with Dr. Chris Lee, our official and longtime orthopedic specialist, sports medicine.
Hey, one more thing to add. It was actually 15 days prior to the deadline. Jock Peterson, who left the Cubs as well, was traded to the Atlanta Braves about a week after Ronald Acuna tore his right ACL, which was big because certainly Jock could take over in the outfield. But that was a big move, too. I mean, this kid has been traveling the last year or so on different teams, and that's part of the game. It's, you know, it's part of baseball. But that was a big move, and that kind of started, I think, the whole process in July 15th. And then we saw everything kind of change and move. We had a lot of movement for the next 15 days. But anyhow, that was a lot of fun to see. We have so much more to discuss today, and also we're going to have some updates on the NFL and some of the injury updates and what to expect. We've got a nice, fun-filled game coming up next week with the Hall of Fame game.
This coming Thursday, yeah, back on TV on Fox.
I mean, that's
how about those Cowboys?
How about them is right. I'm excited about that for sure. So anyways, everyone, hope you're having a wonderful Sunday morning. This is your little pick-me-up, if you will. We got more to come. Well, you know, have you been watching the Olympics? What have you been enjoying from the Olympics? You know? What's your take?
Well,
what do you have?
Four years, I think, of the USA basketball team. They've had a few upset losses this year, but I'm looking forward to that finishing up this week. They play again today, actually. Swimming has been a wonderful event for me. Track and field, always good. Have you been watching any of the Olympics yourself?
No, the only thing I've watched is golf and obviously some highlights. Interesting enough, Russell Westbrook moving to Los Angeles to the Lakers.
He's got to look after his car dealership right up the road here.
Well, he's got multiple car dealers,
selling,
but yeah.
Selling a lot of Ram trucks right up the street.
Yep. Tim Tebow looking good in camp and getting a huge ovation and lots of support from the fans out there in Jacksonville. That is so good to see. Good to hear.
Yeah,
Loving that.
Shout out to Joanne and Scott Freed out in Jacksonville, Florida.
By the way, we talked about Xander Schauffele taking the gold. We didn't talk about the man in second place.
Ooh. Is that Patrick Reed? Or
Rory Sabatini.
Oh, Sabo.
Sabs, man. Where's he been? At 17 under, one shot off. He came close. Good for him. All right, more to come live. Living the Good Life show right here in Los Angeles. Stay tuned, everyone.
I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world. Baby, buy the things you know. If I the diamond rings, you know she said so.
AJ here from Living the Good Life Show. Set on a picturesque tree-lined street in the affluent Park Cities just north of downtown Dallas is the Hilton Dallas Park Cities. This boutique hotel with southern charm is surrounded by 175 walkable restaurants and upscale shopping options. Hilton Dallas Park Cities is conveniently located to Dallas Love Field and DFW Airport. When you're traveling to Dallas, planning your wedding, or looking for your next staycation, make the Hilton Dallas Park Cities your first choice. To book reservations, visit HiltonDallasParkCities.com.
LG and AJ's here for Shade Savers.
Are you a golfer or a fisherman or just an outdoorsman?
Shade Savers gives you a way to keep your favorite shades, you hear me, secure with their strong magnetic technology, no matter where you like to keep them, on your hat, around your neck, or on your shirt.
Yeah, losing shades sucks. Breaking shades, it's even worse. Save them.
Don't break them.
Have peace of mind with Shade Savers. Get yours at ShadeSavers.com.
And proudly made right here in America.
The Classic Club. Play on our nationally recognized championship course, host site of the 2006, 2007, and 2008 Bob Hope Classic. Banquet facilities and private rooms available. Take advantage of our reduced year-round rates for qualifying charity golf tournaments. Enjoy Bellatrix Restaurant, which features Mediterranean, Asian, and French accents, along with a fully stocked wine bar, open for lunch and dinner. Visit our 63,000-square-foot clubhouse and golf shop, voted Best 100 Golf Shops by Golf World Magazine. The Classic Club in Palm Desert.
Suffering from fatigue, arthritis, or basic muscle ache? Playing golf over a lifetime will take its toll. The pain relief properties of CopperTech's copper-infused technology combined with compression fit helps soothe joint muscle and arthritic pain, enabling golfers to play comfortable all year long. One size fits most, plus the patented non-slip technology allows golfers to grip the club with less tension while improving slip resistance and blood flow in the hands. Visit CopperTechGloves.com. Try one today.
For centuries, aloe vera has been used to soothe and heal dry, chapped skin after exposure to water, wind, and sun. AloeUp continues this ancient tradition by basing their sun and skincare products with generous amounts of aloe vera. AloeUp products contain more pure aloe vera gel than any other products on the market. Stimulate your immune system to naturally generate your skin cells. Protect your skin with AloeUp. Visit AloeUp.com today to learn more. Used by more than 75 athletes on the PGA-LPGA tours. These days especially, more and more golfers are walking. No more carrying, no more pushing. Introducing Bat Caddy. Bat Caddy Electric Golf Caddy has been showing the way for the motorized golf push cart industry in the U.S. since 2004 and continues to be the best value in the market, offering a proven, well-designed, and high-quality series of electric motorized push carts for every golfer and budget. Get healthy, lose weight, save money, no more cart rentals, and walk like a pro. Visit BatCaddy.com. That's BatCaddy.com.
Some people think Alaska Airlines is just a regional Northwest airline, that we only have flights that take lumberjacks to glaciers, which actually sounds kind of cool. But in reality, Alaska Airlines is more, a lot more, like 1,200 daily flights, flying to more than 115 destinations all across the West Coast, to Hawaii, Mexico, Canada, and Costa Rica. Oh, and our sincerest apologies if we may have offended any of our lumberjack friends. Alaska Airlines, that's how we fly.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Global American Broadcasting, the Gab Radio Network. For more info on our programs and services, including technical operations and syndication, please visit GabRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, it's your man Brian McKnight, and you're listening to the Tee It Up Show.
More golf talk right now on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Hey, this is Christopher McDonald, a.k.a. Shooter McGavin, and I'm on the Tee It Up Show. Check it out.
Right. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. Man, across the desert, bare man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago.
Why are you always wearing black? Like you're going to a funeral.
Yeah, maybe I am, huh?
Al Gottfried, AJ Gottfried, Coach KT, Tracy Roberts. We went from Naples, Florida. Right now, we are going down to Texas, y'all. One of our favorite guys, Jason Danford on there.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. I'm doing wonderful. It's about 109 degrees here today.
Is it really?
Staying inside. Yeah, it's supposed to be the temperature at 5 o'clock, 109 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
That's got to be the high high for the year, huh?
Well, it's still got August yet to go, the dog days of August. So we'll see if I can't try to get to Colorado.
There you
for a
go.
Couple days.
Our real estate expert and guru from the Brent Germany team down in Plano, and congratulations on the year, letting the whole world know that you got a new
baby at the home site.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're blessed. God has a sense of humor. I got a second girl.
Wow.
So we will, we will have fun with that. But wife and baby are doing well, and we're just beyond ecstatic.
Nice. I love it. We're bringing everyone up to speed, obviously, here in not only listening to us on the network all over the country, but since you represent Brent Germany team and some of the most great, I would say the market in your area, all the great communities from Frisco to Prosper, Plano, I mean, and beyond, it's really booming right now. And even I've heard of Rockwall as being something that's pretty exciting. But talk a little bit about some of the great opportunities right now. People are kind of getting that itch. You know, I've noticed people are ready to move, whether they're coming from the West or the East.
Yeah, I think, COVID has changed a lot of things positively. There's also some negatives around. but positively, people have been able to worker mobility. Has been a really big boon for us here. People can continue their jobs in California and other states kind of with a higher tax base you pay a higher tax period. Come here, and while the prices for living have usually always been a much lower, they have crept up, but, you know, you do save your taxes, your income taxes. No state. Texas is very business-friendly, and I think that's what's really driven this market. A lot of companies moved here, brought a lot of workers. People have really found it's a great place to raise a family. Public schools are fantastic all around. Yes, it's 109 degrees here today, but most of the time during Thanksgiving, you know, I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. So it does have some sort of great positives that you can really, really pull upon every day of the year.
Mask or no mask for the kids this fall? What do you think?
Well, we have great private schools, and I'm in a great private school area. But public school. But my daughter is going to public private school, and so they are pretty stern with no masks.
Yeah.
So we hopefully will get that reprieve. My daughter is 4 and never worn one. I don't intend on putting one on her if I don't have to.
Exactly. So what about inventory like in the McKinney, Plano, Frisco, North Dallas area for homes right now that are for sale? Are there pretty good selection?
Yeah, home inventory has picked up a little bit. I think we've seen a little bit of a flattening for a few weeks here. We had 948 homes put on the market today. That encompasses DFW as a whole. But, you know, we'll probably see another 800 homes tomorrow being listed for sale. I've got 6 coming on within the next week for sale personally. Wow. So there's a lot of inventory coming out. The builders are starting to pick back up a little bit. It's making a tough situation get a little bit better every day.
Yeah, sounds great. Interest rates are still very low?
Interest rates are still very low. I don't know how long that's going to hang in there with the Fed, but they've decided to hold course for that, and we'll certainly take that, that blessing as long as we can get it.
And you just mentioned you've got some listings coming up. So you're a man for all seasons. You're a listing broker and a selling agent as well.
Yeah, I don't discriminate on either one of those. I'm good. One thing I don't do, people do ask me a lease. No, thank you. If somebody needs it to buy a house, I have people that I know that do that for a living. But listing and buying, I think they go hand in hand. And I think traditionally the old brokerage days that I grew up in, with my parents being in the business, people would either be one or the other. I just think that's, why pigeonhole yourself? I do about 20 to 30 listings per year. And then, you know, the rest of my transactions, about that many or more, are purchases.
All right. So let's get the website out there again for everybody on the network and right there on AM 1190 in the Dallas Metroplex. It's BrentGermanyTeam.com is the website. And it's simply, if they want to write you, it's Jason@BrentGermanyTeam.com, right?
That's it. And, you can find my my horrible picture online on the website, and you can read a little bit about my bio, where I went to school, where I live, and a little bit about me. And there's ways to contact me. My cell should be on there. So if anybody really wants to reach out directly, they certainly can. I'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, your golf swing is even prettier than your face, right?
Well, it was last week. So, you know, golf is a week-by-week game, right?
Did you get out there last week?
I sure did.
Good for you.
It was about 104, but, yeah, I got out there. It was hot.
Great talking to you again. We wish you the best of luck with the wife and the newborn, and look forward to touching base with you sooner than later again, my friend.
Hey, thank you guys so very much, and y'all enjoy the summer winding down, and look forward to talking to y'all soon.
Okay. Jason Danford, he's down in Texas in the Dallas, Fort Worth Metroplex area, and he's our realtor.
When you get the blues,
you're listening live to Living the Good Life show from our Tee It Up Radio Network studios in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for more pro golf coverage, our sports rundown, travel ideas, and much more. And visit ltglshow.com to stream the latest show all week long. That's ltglshow.com. AJ here for Athlon's Golf Shoes. Worn by legend Bernard Langer and many long drive champions, it's time you maximize power and performance with Athlon's. Plus, the comfort is second to none. Athlon's Golf Shoes feature patented midsole technology that shifts the way your body interacts with the ground to give you the greatest stability. Visit Athlon's.com today to learn more. That's Athlon's.com. And to purchase directly, Athlon's. Style, comfort, and maximum performance.
Hookah lets you build your dream hat from the ground up. We don't simply start out with a blank hat and embroider your logo on it. Our hats are individually constructed. Every panel, every stitch, every embellishment, every detail. You design it, we deliver it. At the end of the day, it's more than a hat or a trend. It's a statement to the world about exactly who you are. With Hookah, we give you the tools to be original.
Buying or selling real estate involves important decisions about one of the greatest investments you and your family will ever make. Dallas native Jason Danford at the Brent Germany team understands your needs and will help you meet them with endless resources and expertise. Ranked top three teams in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, plus the number one Coldwell Banker team in Texas. Give Jason and his team a call at 214-497-0181 or visit BrentGermanyTeam.com. That's BrentGermanyTeam.com.
In a day and age where time matters, very true, King's Loot Wallets allow you to access your most used card with a swipe of your finger or a pull of a strap. AJ here with Living the Good Life Show. Simplify your lifestyle with a gorgeous leather wallet from King's Loot. You don't have to sacrifice functionality with design and quality with a King's Loot wallet. Multiple styles for all desires, offering a lifetime replacement as well. King's Loot, the last wallet you'll ever own.
During this pandemic, AdvantagePlusCaregivers.com continues to be an essential caregiving service protecting those susceptible to COVID-19 and needing help in the home. By proactively adjusting their service, they have yet had any clients or caregivers be affected. If you find yourself or someone you know in need of extra help in the home, contact Advantage Plus Caregivers. They've been successfully providing quality care in Ventura County for over 25 years. Whether you need direct care, advice, or needed resources, call AdvantagePlusCaregivers.com at 805-322-8822.
The Classic Club. Play on our nationally recognized championship course, host site of the 2006, 2007, and 2008 Bob Hope Classic. Banquet facilities and private rooms available. Take advantage of our reduced year-round rates for qualifying charity golf tournaments. Enjoy Bellatrix Restaurant, which features Mediterranean, Asian, and French accents, along with a fully stocked wine bar. Open for lunch and dinner. Visit our 63,000 square foot clubhouse and golf shop, voted best 100 golf shops by Golf World Magazine. The Classic Club in Palm Desert.
Al G here for Ecola Termite and Pest Control, covering just about all of Southern California. Ecola Termite and Pest Control is our number one choice to protect your home from all those creepy crawlers, insects, termites, rodents, you name it. Ecola has you covered. At Ecola, they specialize in alternative termite and pest control treatments designed to fit your lifestyle. With all COVID-19 protocols in place, rest assured your safety is the number one priority. Call Ecola Termite and Pest Control for a free estimate, 800-332-BUGS, or visit termitelady.com today.
There's finally an easier way to exercise for all ages. The Knee DAC Rebounder is the most revolutionary way to exercise while having fun. Recommended for gym use in the comfort of your own home, the Knee DAC Rebounder offers a stable method of activity that increases your heart rate without too much exertion. Preferred by many leading health experts, they can promise you'll never want to exercise the same way again. Visit KneeDACRebounders.com. That's KneeDACRebounders.com.
Hey, I'm Dave Koz, and you're listening to my favorite golf show, Tee It Up.
More golf talk right now on the Tee It Up Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is John Daly, and you're listening to the Tee It Up Show.
Actually, it's a great feeling being back in our Wendy's studio here in Southern California, back from Maui, Hawaii. You know, you can rest and rest and rest and play golf and golf, but it's time to get back to the old radio show inside our Los Angeles studios. Al Gottfried, AJ Gottfried, our PGA brethren and coach, he's down in his friendly confines in South Orange County. Olympics golf going on. We're just watching Rory McIlroy hatless here on this Friday as we're recording. We're heading down to Naples, Florida. Our dear friend Gary Guerrero, he's with the Lagshot Golf, and he's going to give us a report on Naples, Florida, how hot it is, and talk a little bit about that Lagshot.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Going good. Very good. Very busy. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, my friend. First of all, give us a report on Naples, Florida. How's the situation down there?
Well, it still hasn't cooled off, Annie, if you were wondering. Getting a little hotter. It's hard to be on the course. You got to get out real early nowadays, you know?
No, we tee it up at 6:30 anyway.
Oh, there you go. You guys are lucky.
Hey, remind everyone of, obviously, Lagshot. We've been talking about it on the show and certainly always getting new listeners to join us weekly. But talk a little bit about it. Give us the skinny on the whole great company and concept.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate it, guys. So Lagshot, it's the it was just ranked as the number one swing trainer by a few different companies. Golf Channel, Golf WRX has ranked us up there, and we had a really good review from My Golf Spy. They're loving us, so it's making a lot of splash. And the swing trainer is, you know, one of our guarantees is give it a try, and we guarantee you're going to have the best swing of your life. It literally forces you to feel throughout your swing. Smooth tempo, solid contact. It allows you to feel what lag is supposed to feel like. And literally it forces the student to start generating lag just with a few swings. And then when you transfer that over to your regular clubs, you'll start promoting draws, hitting more solid contact, having a nice fluid swing. It's a good warm-up tool. It's good for in-between rounds when you're on the driving range, even at your, you know, outside your of your house. You know, whenever I'm taking the dog out, I got a Lagshot in my hand and I'm practicing all my games. So it's a training tool that you can put in your bag. You can use it anywhere at any time. And it is literally helping thousands of golfers change their games with just a few swings. So it's an exciting time for Lagshot. We got a lot of big stuff going on, a lot of moves we're making to expand the company. And we're just very, very happy where we're at, and all the feedback we get from students is just incredible. We're really helping a lot of golfers change their games, and they're, you know, finally able to shoot lower scores and hit crisper golf shots and really start to feel an improvement in their game. So we're excited.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I love about it is that it allows you or the golfer to really use the shaft. You know, a lot of people don't understand mm-hmm. that, you know, the shaft is basically, you know, in my opinion, you know, 80% of the club. I mean, honestly, like, it's the engine of the golf club. And, you know, when you have the right shaft in there and you're understanding what lag is, you know, you're using the shaft right. And obviously the weight of the head and all that, it all comes down to, you know, tempo and all that good stuff. And this allows you to get better at that feel, if you will. So I love it.
Feel, that's the key word there. You know, some of the training aids out there are things that you can strap on or, you know, train with. They don't allow you to feel every moment through the swing. And a lot of the training aids and things that are out there helping people improve at golf, you can't use it, you know, hitting balls with it. You know, they don't understand how to transfer it from the feeling that they get over to their normal clubs because it's so much different. But with lag shot, it's a golf club. So the transition back to your club is very easy, and students are able to take those feels that they're for the first time able to experience in the golf swing. And then the more they work on it with repetitive nature, like in anything in golf, they're going to start slowly over time to really implement those feels into their own golf swing with their golf clubs.
Hey, Gary, the last time we talked to you, you were building out a new studio down there?
Yeah, we opened the headquarters for Lagshot in the beginning of June, and it's been growing, and we're working really hard behind the scenes now to launch internationally. Next month, we're launching in 4 new countries, and we'll be in the 5th country at the end of the month next month. Got some new products coming on, junior club, a ladies club, an XL version. I mean, we're just working hard behind the scenes to try to get out the best golf improvement aids possible.
I love it.
What about a left-handed club? I've got about 30 guys that keep asking. We never even talk about, you know, we forget the lefties.
Well, hey, the CEO and founder of Lagshot is a lefty.
There
so
you
don't
go.
Worry. I got the lefties covered.
Okay. No problem.
Now, let's talk about the website. Any updated video, or is there a video there?
Yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah, so next week on the 2nd, actually, I believe it's Sunday, we're going to be launching a brand new website. And the shopping experience is going to be a lot easier for people to navigate through the website, get to where they want to get, make purchases, learn more about the products. There's lots of reviews and testimonials on the website, FAQs. Literally, we've tried to cover every issue that someone may face or any question that they may have. If they come to the website, they're going to learn all about Lagshot, what it does for them, how it's going to help them, who is recommending it, some of the top PGA professionals in the game, and all the different products that we have. We've created a few more SKUs, and like I said, we're trying to unleash the ladies, junior, and XL version. It's going to be an inch longer for the taller individual. Those should be out. Hopefully, we're shooting for Black Friday, Christmas time, around then. So be on the lookout. I will definitely report to you guys when we do have some, and I will send you some demos for you guys to review and talk to your audience with and about.
Well, I love it.
Our Folds of Honor Celebrity of Golf event is November 8th, and we hope to showcase some on the driving range with our 140 golfers that have signed up.
Absolutely. We'll have some out there for you guys for sure.
Hey, Gary, thanks again. Appreciate it all. Again, for all of our listeners, to go to the website, lagshotgolf.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, beautiful. All right, well, thanks again. Enjoy the Olympics. My favorite, of course, is the golf's here, so I'm enjoying it. And we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
There you go. Lagshot Golf, ladies and gentlemen. Gary Guerrero, founder, CEO. Loving it. Lagshotgolf.com. We'll be right back.
Speaking of golf and more golf, I want to give a shout out to Denny Lesser, our official jeweler. of this radio show, and Gary Williams, our La Quinta Coachella Valley realtor, as we announce our first annual celebrity golf event, April 25, Avondale Country Club out in Palm Desert. So thanks to Denny and to Gary Williams, mm-hmm. Schaefer Realty, Gary Williams. We're going to have a nice new event out there. Perfect time of the year, April, out in the desert. The Western United States Golf Capital of the World.
No doubt about it. Our first annual Desert Classic and benefiting Folds of Honor again. And I've never played Avondale, but it looks absolutely amazing. I hear so many great things about it. So should be pretty awesome.
I will be re-teeing it up in about 6 weeks, visiting Gary and the guys out at the venue.
Okay, beautiful. Looking forward to it. Another great event from Tee It Up and Living the Good Life show. Of course, our LA event is now 16 years running and pretty much a sellout. I think we added one or two extra foursomes. So if you are interested, we could probably get you in. And if you're a listener and you mention the show, we'll give you a discount as well for these last-minute add-ons, if you will.
As we continue to think of Folds of Honor out in Oklahoma, foldsofhonor.org, Colonel Dan Rooney, Air Force veteran, F-16
That's
fighter.
That's Lieutenant Colonel.
F-16 fighter pilot. And
is he still active?
We look forward to bringing in little bit more money their way.
Isn't he still flying?
He's a reserve.
There you
pilot,
go.
And he's a PGA.
Incredible.
He's a PGA pro as well. Him and his dad own a couple of golf courses.
Truly inspiring. Anyhow, more information on the event or events, go to our website, which is ltglshow.com. The Los Angeles event being played at the Oaks Club at Valencia, just outside Los Angeles, about 20 minutes or so as the crow flies from downtown Los Angeles, maybe 32 minutes, if you will, without traffic.
And in a short 16 months, just signing a contract to go across the street for next year's fall event at the beautiful Valencia Big V Country Club, where we had the event many times in years past.
No doubt about it. Beautiful venue. Former home of the PGA Tour and Champions Tour. Stay tuned. More to come. Living the good life.
Living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Some people think Alaska Airlines is just a regional Northwest airline, that we only have flights that take lumberjacks to glaciers, which actually sounds kind of cool. But in reality, Alaska Airlines is more, a lot more, like 1,200 daily flights, flying to more than 115 destinations all across the West Coast, to Hawaii, Mexico, Canada, and Costa Rica. Oh, and our sincerest apologies if we may have offended any of our lumberjack friends. Alaska Airlines, that's how we fly.
LG and AJ's here for Shade Savers.
Are you a golfer or a fisherman or just an outdoorsman?
Shade Savers gives you a way to keep your favorite shades, you hear me, secure with their strong magnetic technology, no matter where you like to keep them, on your hat, around your neck, or on your shirt.
Yeah, losing shades sucks. Breaking shades, it's even worse. Save them.
Don't break them.
Have peace of mind with Shade Savers. Get yours at shadesavers.com.
And proudly made right here in America.
As an avid golfer, actor Dennis Haysbert, known for his many roles on the big screen and television, has launched his new signature golf apparel collection. DH6 Gear can be found online at DennisHaysbert.tv. That's DennisHaysbert.tv. Browse through Dennis's collection of active golf clothing. Pick your color and size. It's that simple. From polo shirts, jackets, hoodies, hats, and much more. Visit DennisHaysbert.tv and mention you heard about it on Tee It Up.
The Classic Club. Play on our nationally recognized championship course, host site of the 2006, 2007, and 2008 Bob Hope Classic. Banquet facilities and private rooms available. Take advantage of our reduced year-round rates for qualifying charity golf tournaments. Enjoy Bellatrix Restaurant, which features Mediterranean, Asian, and French accents, along with a fully stocked wine bar, open for lunch and dinner. Visit our 63,000 square foot clubhouse and golf shop, voted best 100 golf shops by Golf World Magazine. The Classic Club in Palm Desert.
For centuries, aloe vera has been used to soothe and heal dry, chapped skin after exposure to water, wind, and sun. Aloe-Up continues this ancient tradition by basing their sun and skincare products with generous amounts of aloe vera. Aloe-Up products contain more pure aloe vera gel than any other products on the market. Stimulate your immune system to naturally generate your skin cells. Protect your skin with Aloe-Up. Visit aloeup.com today to learn more. Used by more than 75 athletes on the PGA LPGA tours.
LG and AJ's here for Shade Savers.
Are you a golfer or a fisherman or just an outdoorsman?
Shade Savers gives you a way to keep your favorite shades, you hear me, secure with their strong magnetic technology, no matter where you like to keep them, on your hat, around your neck, or on your shirt.
Yeah, losing shades sucks. Breaking shades, it's even worse. Save them.
Don't break them.
Have peace of mind with Shade Savers. Get yours at shadesavers.com.
And proudly made right here in America.
AJ here from Living the Good Life Show. Set on a picturesque tree-lined street in the affluent Park Cities just north of downtown Dallas is the Hilton Dallas Park Cities. This boutique hotel with southern charm is surrounded by 175 walkable restaurants and upscale shopping options. Hilton Dallas Park Cities is conveniently located to Dallas Love Field and DFW Airport. When you're traveling to Dallas, planning your wedding, or looking for your next staycation, make the Hilton Dallas Park Cities your first choice. To book reservations, visit HiltonDallasParkCities.com.
Looking for fresh food? Fast? I have the perfect place to check out. It's the Klondike Grill inside the Klondike Casino at 444 West Sunset in Henderson, Nevada. Start your day off right with the Deuce's Breakfast, which has two eggs, two strips of bacon, two pieces of sausage, and two pancakes. Or maybe after a hard day's work, a nice T-bone dinner will satisfy the palate. Amazing $5 happy hour specials, 3 to 6 p.m. daily. Check out their full menu at KlondikeSunset.com. That's KlondikeSunset.com. Come where the locals eat at the Klondike Grill.
My victory is just feeling alive and experiencing life.
Adam Greathouse, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You're listening live to Living the Good Life Show from our Tee It Up Radio Network studios in Los Angeles. Stay tuned for more pro golf coverage, our sports rundown, travel ideas, and much more. And visit ltglshow.com to stream the latest show all week long. That's ltglshow.com.
This is Jerry West, and you're listening to Tee It Up Radio.
My heart is crying.
Good. Right? Good.
6:53 Pacific Standard. Denny Lesser, Citizen Watch Time.
Yep.
Al Gottfried in our Wendy's Craven Hamburger Studio, Los Angeles, this morning as we wrap up the first hour of two in our radio network show now, which is entering its 30th year, broadcasting live from all over the country.
Good to be back. Last segment of the first hour here on Living the Good Life Show. Covered a lot. Covered all the trades in Major League Baseball, a little bit of the Olympics. Had some good segments with Jason Danford out of Dallas and Lagshot Golf, one of our favorite swing golf training aids, that is. And then we're going to get into some NFL talk a little bit in this segment and next hour. Arguably the best running back in the league, Nick Chubb of the Browns. I think, at least in my opinion, I think he's the best in the league. But, you know, look, there's a lot of great running backs. But anyhow, Nick Chubb agreed to a three-year deal, $36.6 million. Good for him. Well-deserved. and he's young. I do not believe that'll be his last contract. So good for him.
And the veteran quarterback out in Green Bay agrees to play some more football.
Yeah, I saw Aaron Rodgers' press release. Interesting. You know, look, I'm not the biggest fan. I mean, I've been honest over the years. I think he's one of the most talented quarterbacks we've seen in probably a decade.
Who's your favorite quarterback?
Playing today?
Yeah, who's your favorite quarterback? You're going to probably go see him this Tuesday.
No, it's probably Tom Brady. I hate saying that, but it is.
Shout out to Mrs. Gary Williams. Did you hear what Adam just said?
Well, I mean, look at it. What am I supposed to say? I mean, he is who he is. He's the GOAT. But Aaron Rodgers seems like he's going to play for the Packers this year. What's your opinion there?
My opinion is what Gary Williams' wife's license plate says. She's got a heart and TB. So, interesting. We've got a football game coming up. It's already here. Preseason, the Hall of Fame game this Thursday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. It'll be interesting to see who might do some quarterbacking for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I saw that Dak has some soreness as well. Totally on a pitch count. A lot of these guys are on pitch counts. I think even Aaron Rodgers was. But I think Dak Prescott and the Cowboys offense actually will dominate this year. I think they'll have a very good offensive, you know, they're going to put up some of the best numbers. As far as offense is concerned, they're not going to – I don't think their records will reflect that, though, just because their defense, in my opinion, isn't as good as, you know, people might think.
College football season will kick off August 28th. AJ, you're going to go out and get a little coverage for us this Tuesday down at Rams Camp in Irvine, Southern California, Orange County. So you'll report live on that next week's show as it's back to some pro golf. We'll get a live report from Memphis, the WGC going on out there. Speaking of Memphis, working on getting a interview with the first Mr. Number 59, Al Geiberger, coming on the show soon as we crank up some new interviews and continue to think about the fall football season here, both collegiate and pro.
Seeing a lot of news and pushback from players. Some are big names in the NFL, kind of standing firm.
COVID.
Standing tall. Not COVID, but.
Vaccine.
Yeah. Probably, if not arguably, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins has got to be, what, top three receiver in the league. One of the best, in fact, that we've ever seen in 10 years. I mean, that's how good he is. And he, along with many others, they're taking a stand. Especially not for themselves, not just for themselves, but for the rookies, the young guys who are afraid to avoid the vaccine because they think that if they don't take it, or they think, you know, they're basically done. Their careers will be over. And they've been waiting and looking forward to this dream since they've been kids. So the pressure that they're getting from the NFL and everyone else is difficult, and I get that, and it's sad and pathetic, to be honest with you. It should be pro-choice up to the individual player, but that's my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree.
I agree.
But that being said, these big names are taking stands, and good luck with the NFL telling everyone that they have to play with the vaccine, because I have a feeling there's a lot of players who may not be as vocal as DeAndre Hopkins, but, you know, when you start mandating and telling people what to do, whether it's for, you know, this kind of stuff or anything, to be honest with you, I don't like anyone telling me what to do. Maybe my wife, that's about it. But other than that, you know, no one tells me what to do, and I have a feeling most people feel the same way.
Happy life, happy wife.
But we'll see what happens with that. But good for DeAndre Hopkins, good for Cole Beasley and so many others who have come out and said that they have no problem basically walking away from the game. If that's the case, and I'm sure they are not alone in that respect. Hussein Bolt and Tyreek Hill might be going at it. We'll get into that as far as a nice little one-on-one race. That would be interesting to see. All right, another hour coming to you live from Los Angeles here, Living the Good Life Show. on the Tee It Up Radio Network, celebrating 29 years. Wow. Our podcast available as well on all platforms. Just search Living Without a G, Living the Good Life Show, and you'll see us. All right, we'll be right back.
Please don't go.